The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of June, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam. French artists are famous all over the world. What is that famous artist's name?
Claude Monet. Picasso. So he's Spanish.
Leonardo da Vinci?
In Italian.
It is said that he was a very poor man. So he painted in a fruit shop grapes. So the crows came to pick up the grapes. And the king was passing. He picked up. He's a target. He became a rich man in a city. Now I have seen that in that hall. So first class picture. I have never seen such a nice picture. Exactly like
the book glorifying the Russian ideals. He's thrown out of the country.
You see. Now, people are not bad, I think. They are very nice. The government, the rascal, the few men who are controlling the government, they are all rogues and thieves. The same thing in India. Everywhere, the mass population, they are innocent. These rascals made them misleading. In that way, I have seen the mass people, they are very nice. Anna jathan bhai rupaniyama. They are innocent. In India also, the Pakistan happened due to these politicians. Otherwise, Hindus, Muslims, they are innocent. They don't fight. These politicians engage them to fight artificially for their political ambition. The wars also declared nowadays on account of the rascal politicians. The people do not want it. To the Indian railway strike, have you got any news?
It ceased the other day.
They made some agreement with the union.
Government made agreement.
Yeah, they made some compromise with the union.
It seems that the government had arrested all of the union leaders. And this paralyzed the workers' appeal. So the workers finally agreed to go back. They put many thousands of union leaders into jail.
It was right.
Can crops be grown anywhere in the
yes.
world?
If it does not grow, then what is the nature of surrender?
For example, there are some parts in India that are too dry to cultivate the ground.
Dry means there is no rain. In nature's like that, can be profuse rain. That is nature's surrender. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Pajjanat anna sambhava. Pajjanat. You must have sufficient rain. And for having sufficient rain, you must execute jagga. Jagga bhavanti pajjanna. So these people are now becoming rascals. They are not performing jaggas. They are opening slaughterhouse. How they will rain? Instead of performing jaggas, they are opening big, big slaughterhouse.
I think now in many parts of the world, the desert is increasing.
Desert will increase.
So under the present conditions, it's necessary to transport food.
Yes.
At least for the time being, we don't have the possibility of growing food anywhere and everywhere. So some transportation of food is required.
Where do you get for transportation if there is no grain? If you say there is no hope of producing food grain, then where is the chance of transportation?
Well, in some areas...
Somewhere. If somewhere it is produced, in other place also it can be produced. It was one yagya. Sankirtan yagya. You get enough food. Yajnyat bhavanti pajanya. Pajanyat anna sambhava. Anna bhavanti bhutani. So in Switzerland there are many slaughterhouses also.
Some time ago I read in the papers that they had so much milk and so much butter that the government proposal was
kill all the animals. Oh, listen. They did not give to others.
The farmers were complaining that their prices weren't competitive, that there was so much milk.
The price is the standard, not that goods are required. They want money for purchasing wine. This is the difficulty. They are not satisfied simply by eating sufficient. They want money for women and wine. This is their philosophy.
In the United States, that the same problem was there, that the prices were all going up, everything was having inflation.
So, if they had sense, they should have exported where there is necessity of this milk, butter, grain. Then the world will be happy.
That was my question. If there's necessity for exporting, then there's necessity for maintaining ships and trains and means of communication, employing workers, electrical dynamos for running
on. Point is, if in one place you can produce food grains, butter and milk, why not other place? That is my point. The land is everywhere the same. If one place... Now, here in Europe and America, there is enough production because the population is less. The whole America is bigger than India at least 4 times. And the population is not even half. What is the population of whole America?
300 million.
And India?
500 million.
Almost 600 million.
You see? And the land is 4 times more than India, at least. Therefore, you find excess. You see? India is not producing, not utilizing all the land.
The people here are so sinful. How is it that they have so many nice facilities? It will go away soon.
Very soon. Yes. As they increase their sinful activities, these facilities will be taken. Therefore, we propose that everything belongs to Krishna. And we are all sons of Krishna, just cooperate. And Krishna consciousness, then the whole world will be happy. This is our problem. Why do you think it is American, it is Swiss, it is Indian? Everything belongs to Krishna. Let us become obedient to Krishna, and because we are sons of Krishna, let us enjoy the property of Krishna. Immediately there will be happiness. I have several times said that the whole world can produce so much grains and foodstuff, 10 times of the population can be fed. 10 times. In Africa, in Australia, and even in America, so much prospect of producing food. But they will not cooperate. They will kill the animal. They will throw the grain to the sea and claim it is my land, it is my property.
Then they complain about scarcity.
For money. So rascal civilization is going on. Therefore I challenge that man, where is your brain? There is no brain. You remember that?
From the International Labour Organization.
There is no brain.
Prabhupada, in a recent study by U.S. Agricultural officials, they found that it's really uneconomical to eat meat. It takes so much energy and man hours to raise and transport and slaughter the cows. It makes it very wasteful.
Wasteful. Therefore, I say they have no brain. All the rascals, rascal leaders. A little labor in agriculture will be sufficient to produce the family's foodstuff for the whole year. You can stop. You work only 3 months and you get sufficient food for your whole family. And that's 9 months you chant Hare Krishna. But these rascals will not do that. They'll work hard like ass, soon for eating. Nunam prabhattakrute vikarma jadindiya pri taya aprinos. They'll not accept easy life.
In that agricultural report, it said that if they were to eat all the grains that they gave to the cows and animals, they could get 20 times more calories than by eating meat.
Yeah. Wrong solution and rascal solution. And this is due to this rascal land, nationalism. This is my land. And at any moment he'll be kicked out. Still he claims it is mine. Ahang mameti janasamohoyam ahang mameti. This is illusion. Nothing belongs to him. Still he is fighting. This is mine. I and mine. Identifying himself with this body, I, and wrongly conceiving that this is mine. This is the basic principle of wrong civilization. Both things are. Nothing belongs to him. Suppose I have come here in Switzerland. If I remain here for 1 month, and I come, this is mine. What is it? So similarly, I come as guest. Everyone comes as guest in the womb of his mother and lives here for 50 years. He is claiming it is mine. When it became yours? The land was a long, long time before your birth. How it became yours? But they have no sense. It's a fight. My land, my nation, my family, my society, in this way, Western time. These things have been introduced by these Western rascals. There, in the Vedic civilization, there is no such thing as nationality. One point. Have you seen in the Bhagavad Gita any word of nationality? No such thing. This is the original ideas of the tribes. In the jungle, there are just like in Africa, there are still groups of tribes. This is most crude idea of nationalism. This is tribalism. It is nothing but development of the tribalism. And eating also the same. They are not advanced in civilization. This nationalism is another form of tribalism. That's all.
They're actually just cannibals because they maintain themselves on eating the cow.
Yes.
They think it's so horrible to eat another person.
And they're suffering. Therefore, you'll find in the recent history, every 25 years there's a big war, slaughter, mass slaughtering of the people. How nature will travel. Now India has learned, imitated the Western countries. Now there is war between India and Pakistan. Otherwise there was no such thing. During two wars between the Pakistan and Hindustan, unnecessarily, without any profit, millions of people were killed.
Just recently India exploded an atomic bomb. And now Pakistan is hurrying to get an atomic bomb also.
Yeah.
The government promised it would be only for peaceful purposes.
What do they know about peaceful condition? They're all rascals. They do not know what is peaceful condition.
Actually,
peaceful condition is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhokaram jagatavasam sarvaloka maheswaram sridam sarvabhuta gyatyam ham shantinichet. This is peace. Unless there is Krishna consciousness, where is this peacefulness? They cannot. All rascals. Murha. Ramanga duskitanam murha prabhadante. These rascals and fools, maya, purita jnana, lost of all knowledge. How they can be peace? We are useless. What is this?
Embracing. Man, woman, and child is there too.
Merge into one.
Merge.
Brahma realizes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We can't turn back.
This way or that way?
This way is all right.
In that ancient tribal system, there was some form of religiosity. There was some form of worship of God. So-called modern civilization doesn't even maintain that.
Yes.
That develops consciousness is being used for sense gratification. They have taken up sense gratification is the highest thing of hedonism. What is that, hedonism?
Hedonism means to eat, sleep, and be merry.
Yes, sir.
When I was in school, I read that when the British went to Africa to colonize, the first thing they did in the north, there was a tribe called the Ashanti tribe, and the symbol of religion was an axe. Whoever possessed that axe was the leader. So the first thing they did was to import thousands and thousands of axes, and they distributed them to everyone. And this way, they destroyed the religious sentiment and then introduced their own system.
Who first started this colonization? Britishers or the Spaniards?
It was a Britisher.
Spaniards were, I think,
Portuguese.
Earlier.
Portuguese, because they had very large, small land.
They were navigators.
To find out some place.
The boy didn't realize the potency of your answer last night. He was asking how to fight fascism. You were saying by chanting and dancing. But factually, by setting the example is the greatest way to fight all these
Maya
melodies.
Yes, we are fighting in this mic simply.
Because they can fight with guns, but afterwards neither one of them knows how to set an exemplary life. So they just keep fighting with guns.
Gun or without gun, you die. The fascist will die and the other party also will die. Gun or without gun. You cannot exist. But our fight is to stop death. Tattadehang purajanmanai ti, mami ti. Our fight is for this one. No more death. This is real fight. What is your fight? You may save yourself for 2 years or 3 years or 10 years, but you have to die. You have no such program not to die. But here is the program. No more death.
They have one program. They're freezing bodies.
That is another nonsense.
Then they will defrost them in 50 or 100 years.
All future programs.
They have never done that, have they? There are people who have voluntarily put themselves in a big block of ice. They were told before they went inside that they would be defrosted in about 50 years.
Then what do you do?
I should take a few out now and see if it works.
No, that can be done. The yogic process, which is called kumbhak, samadhi. You stop your breathing and you can keep yourself for thousands of years. There is the kumbhak. But this art is known by the frogs also.
By the frogs?
Yes. Automatically, there was a news that in the coal mine, all of a sudden, a frog came out. And it was estimated that because the coal is formed by the ruins, so when there was ruins, at least 10,000 years ago, during the ruins, the frog was encased. And it formed coal. Still he was living. That means he lived at least for 10,000 years. So Brahma lives for 10 million of years. What is it? They are also condemned. Abhama Bhuvana Lokan Punaravat. Krishna says, what is the use of going to the Brahma Loka? Even if you live for millions of years, you'll have to die. Jadgatyana nivartante tad dhamam paramam. But if you come to me, you will never have to die. Our struggle is for that purpose. For these things, those who are trying, they are less intelligent. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
He's got one arm. And he's running to keep healthy.
In the morning, you begin fishing, walking, golfing. No engagement. These poor fellows have been not informed that there is better engagement. They do not know. This is a civilization. And here, Krishna Kansa's young man, they chant to him, Hare Krishna. That is the difference. They appreciate the Krishna Kansa's voice, bright faces, they say. The priests and the common gentlemen, they say. And they inquire, are you American? They see it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Come and see in our Lord Sanjay's temple, inevitable, how these younger boys and girls are sitting so peacefully, looks so nice. Is it not? Everywhere go, all helis. Helis, the same boys, the same girls. Just the counterpart of our society is the hippie. Frustrated, or disappointed, mad. They should come forward now to cooperate with this movement. And the other, somebody came to solve the problems of the hippies.
Oh, in Rome?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, in Rome. Desmond O'Grady?
Yeah. As soon as you suggested, chant Hare Krishna.
Oh, that was the drug worker. The social worker.
Yes.
With the long hair.
Uh-huh. So? He did not like the idea?
Didn't think it was very practical.
He thinks it works for some people, but not for all people.
And all people, any good thing, it is meant for some people. Not for all people. But if there is an ideal class of men, the others will follow. Jewel is always costly. Still, everyone has passed if I get a jewel. That is one thing. Not that everybody can possess jewel, but still, everybody will appreciate jewel.
There are a lot of people who don't accept it because they think maybe it's another imitation jewel. Maybe I'll get cheated again.
So why don't you become once more cheated? You have been cheated so many times. Why not try this out? If that is his argument, that means he has been cheated so many times, so why not once more? And see whether it is cheating or reality. That sense will not come. Oh, I have been cheated so many times, therefore I shall not take. Why not become once more cheated and see the value? The example, as I say sometimes, he lost his utensils several times, the thick stole it. Therefore he promised, now I shall take my food and the ground. I shall not purchase anymore. He tells. But is this a bathing place? Or?
This is where they go water skiing. Water skiing.
Water skiing?
Yes. They stand on two pieces of wood and they hold onto a rope and a fast boat pulls them along the water.
Oh.
Like that.
Like, or you are suffer, or suffer?
Surfing, yeah, similar.
Surfing or suffering? Unnecessarily. Holy and danger. This is also another example of Maya. He is actually suffering, but he is thinking, enjoying. It always remains calm and quiet. There is no wind.
Sometimes. Huh? In the morning it's very calm.
But there cannot be any big waves.
No. Not like ocean.
They're importing dogs in India now, I think.
Ah.
European dogs.
First of all, they are importing European masters. Now they are importing dogs. Now they have to import European Brahmins.
Yes.
Because in India, all the Brahmins are now finished. So for their ritualistic ceremony, they will have to import from Europe, America. Long ago, not long ago, ever, 4 or 5 years ago, I wrote to Japan. Brahmins that they are making, that the state is the proprietor of everything. So what is the harm accepting God is the proprietor of everything? What is the harm? He is giving up his own right. The state is the proprietor. So why not make God is the proprietor? What is the harm? And actually God is the proprietor. Now this lake, it is not made by the state. Made by God. They are claiming this is Swiss lake. What is that?
Geneva Lake.
And a few steps forward, a French lake. Yeah, either to the French or Geneva, it does not belong. It belongs to God.
It's a proof.
Why don't you say God's lake?
We could propose then that they change the name. But I think they might be afraid it would drive away the tourists.
Yeah. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama.